Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington. This is VOA World News at this hour. There was a report on Monday that the former American President Barack Obama personally warned President-elect Donald Trump against naming retired Army General Michael Flynn as his national security advisor. But Trump chose Flynn anyway, only to fire him after 24 days. On Monday, White House spokesman Sean Spicer confirmed the warning from Obama.
The president doesn't disclose details of meetings that he has, which in this case was an hour-long meeting, but it's true that President Obama made it known that he wasn't exactly a fan of General Flynn's, which is frankly shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone, that given that General Flynn had worked for President Obama, was an outspoken critic of President Obama's shortcomings, specifically as it related to his lack of strategy confronting ISIS and other threats around that were facing America. So the question that you have to ask yourself really is, if President Obama was truly concerned about General Flynn, why didn't he suspend General Flynn's security clearance, which they had just reapproved months earlier?
Obama warned Trump about Flynn in a 90-minute-long meeting at the White House November 10th, 2 days after the election. Obama had fired Flynn as chief of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014 because of his poor management style. Monday, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a public hearing to investigate Russian meddling in the presidential campaign. The committee is also investigating connections between aides to Trump and Russia. At the hearing, Senator Lindsey Graham said every American should be concerned about Russian interference. You're listening to World News from the Voice of America in Washington. At least 6 people have been killed in a car bombing outside a popular restaurant in Mogadishu. Among the dead is a senior Somali military general. Government officials have told VOA's Somali service that the general was Abdi Bashir Aden. The militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. The terrorists often attack public places in Mogadishu, where politicians and businessmen gather. President Trump called the French president-elect Emmanuel Macron Monday to congratulate him on his victory. Trump had not publicly endorsed either French candidate before the election, but he let it be known he generally favored the views of Marine Le Pen, Macron's rival. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez in Paris says Macron will be the youngest French leader since the Emperor Napoleon when he takes office on Sunday.
The former banker and economy minister becomes, at 39, France's youngest president. He ran as an independent, and the pressure is on him to make a fresh start for a divided country.
Dear fellow citizens, a new page of our long history is turning tonight. I want it to be a page of hope and renewed trust. The renewal of our political life will begin as early as tomorrow. The moralization of our political life, acknowledging its plurality and our democratic vitality, will be at the heart of my action from day one.
This was a historic vote, the first time in the modern republic that traditional parties were shut out of a presidential race. French voters opted for careful change, not revolution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
The senior U.S. Senator John McCain says the foreign policy of the Trump administration is not focused enough on human rights abuses around the world. In a column in the New York Times newspaper, the Republican senator said the United States has an obligation to speak out for human rights. He criticized recent comments by Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said conditioning American foreign policy too heavily on values creates obstacles to advance American national interests. Tillerson is to meet with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Washington Wednesday to talk about Syria, Ukraine, and other issues. The State Department says they'll talk about efforts to end the conflict in Syria and provide humanitarian assistance to the Syrian people. You can find more on these and other stories at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.